Perek Sheni, Halacha Aleph. Hakel Anechbet Benar Hazeh, this glorious and awesome God, mitzvah la'ahavo u'liyira oso. It is a mitzvah to love him and to fear him. Shenemar, as it says, v'yahavtes Hashem alekecha, you should love the Lord your God. V'nemar, and it also says, as Hashem alekecha tira, you should fear the Lord your God. Beis. V'heyechu aderech la'ahavaso v'yiraso. What is the way that leads you to love and fear him? V'shoshi yizbon in ha'adam b'masav, u'bruav ha'nifloim, ha'gadolim. When a person contemplates the great actions of God, his wonderful and great creatures, v'yirman chachmaso, and you will see from them the divine wisdom, she'en la'erech locates, that is incomparable to anything else and has no end. Miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mufar masava tavi gadol aleid Hashem agadol. So immediately he loves and he praises and he desires with great desire to know the great name of Hashem, to know Hashem. Kama Shema David, as David HaMelech said in the Tehillim, Tzama nafshi l'alekim l'kel chai. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. U'kshimachashi b'dvam elu atzman, when he continues thinking about these very things, miyadu nirsal achorov, so immediately he draws himself back, v'yifchad, and he's full of terror. V'yodei and he knows shu beria ketana shvela afela, that he is a small, dark little creature, omedes bedas kalam uta, standing with a very small amount of knowledge of meitamim deos before he whose knowledge is perfect. So from thinking about the greatness of Hashem's powers and his creations, you love him and you fear him. Kamo shamar David, as David said, Ke'era shamecha masa etzbosecha, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, mo'enosh kisizkerenu, then I say, what is man that you remember him? I realize the insignificance of man in comparison. Based on this, I will explain great rules about the actions, the doings of the Master of the Universe. So they should be a doorway, an entranceway, for he that understands to love Hashem. As the sages said concerning love, from this you recognize he who created the world. Paragraph Gimel. Everything that Hashem created in this world is divided into three portions. Certain things are made out of a material and a form. These are things that are constantly forming and disintegrating. Kamo, for example, gufas ha'adam, the bodies of man, v'behemo, of animals, v'tzmachim, and of plants, v'matchos, and of metals. Mehen bruim shein mechubar migolim v'tzura. And of them there are created things that are composed of a sort of a body and a form. They do not change from body to body and from form to form. Kamar Rishonim has the first ones. Their form is constantly attached to their bodies. And they do not change like the first category. These are the spheres as well as the stars that are in the spheres. Now this is going to be discussed in chapter 3. And we'll discuss this also as well. V'ingolam kishar golmin, their matter, their bodies like, is not like the bodies of other things in this world. V'latzurasim kishar tzuras, nor is their form like other forms. Now, the third category is, umehen bruim tzura below golem. There are some creatures that have a form without any kind of body, klal at all. V'imamalachim, these are the angels. Shemalachim enam gufu gviya, the angels are not a body of any sort. V'latzuras nefadazu mizu. But forms that are separate from one another. Now, paragraph Dalet, the Rambam asks, if the angels have no physical form, what is it that the prophets say that they saw an angel of fire and with wings? The answer is, this is all in the vision of prophecy and is a parable. Lomar, it is just to say
Sheinuguf in a covet ki gufas hakvedim. It's not a body, and it has no heaviness like bodies do. Kmo shenema. For example, it says, Kishem lekech eish ochlehu. Hashem, your God, is a consuming fire. Ve'eno eish. Certainly God is not a fire. And a mashal, just a parable to show that he's not heavy. He doesn't have weight. The same with the angels. We say he makes his angels the winds, meaning that they don't have the limitations of the physical things that we know, but not that they're actual winds and physical. What separates these forms from one another if they're not bodies? What makes one different than the other? Because they're not the same in their existence. Each one is on a lower level than the level of his fellow. And it comes out, it is created of his power, and it goes one higher than the other. And all it originates from the power and goodness of Hashem. This is what King Solomon alluded to, the Amr, and he said, there are higher upon higher guarding. So there's like a descent of level to level to level. Everything originates, of course, from Hashem's power, but the different angels are on different levels. Paragraph Vav. When we say higher than the, or lower than the quality of his friend, it doesn't mean lower in the sense of place. Like a person who is sitting above his friend. It's like we say, b'shnei chachamim, two sages, shechagolam mechavero b'chochma, shulamaylam memalaso shelzeh, one who is greater than his colleague in wisdom, we say he's in a higher level. We don't mean physically higher, but we mean on a higher level. U'kmo sh'amrim b'ila shulamaylam mina'olu, we say of the cause that it is higher than the effect. But it isn't physically higher, of course. Paragraph Zion. Shinu shemas ha-malachim al-shem al-asam hu. The different names of the angels depend on their different qualities. Afikach nikram chayas ha-kodesh. Therefore, the angels are called the holy living beings. Ve'im l'malim in-akol. They are the highest kind of angels. Va'afanim va'arelim va'chashmalim u'srafim u'malachim v'alakim u'vnei alakim u'kruvim v'ishim. He lists another 9 names of angels. These are the 10 names which the angels are called with, and they represent 10 different qualities. The highest level, of which there is nothing higher but Hashem himself, is the form known as the Chaya, the living being. This is why in the prophecy, the Chayas are referred to as under the throne of glory. Umayla Sirius and the 10th, the lowest level of the angels, Umayla Satsurish Nikris Ishim. That's the quality of the form known as Ishim. These are the angels that speak to the prophets and appear to them in prophetic visions. Therefore they're called Ishim, which means men. Their level is close to the level of knowledge of man, although they are higher. Ches, paragraph 8. All of these forms are alive. They recognize the Creator, and they know Him with a great knowledge, very great. Called tzura, v'tzura l'fi malasa, lo l'fi godla. Each image, each form, that is, according to its quality, not according to its size. Even the highest level cannot understand the truth of the Creator, Kemoshu, as it really is. Its knowledge is too short to understand and to know. But it knows and understands more than the form below it. Similarly, with each and every quality, till the 10th quality, it also knows the Creator with a knowledge that human beings who are created of bodies and forms cannot understand and know. But no one knows the Creator as he knows himself. Paragraph Tess. Kalanim Tzayim Chutz Min Abora, all creations, besides the Creator, besides God himself. Mitzura Rishona, from the very highest form, the highest angel. Adidus Katan Shia B'Tabar Ha'aretz, still the smallest gnat deep in the belly of the earth. Hakol Mikol HaMitasa Nimtzu, all were formed and created from the power of God's truth. V'fishu Yodea Atzmo U'makeg Dulaso V'tifato V'mitaso, since he knows himself, he knows his greatness and his glory and his truth. Hu Yodea Kol, he knows everything. V'dover Nalo Mimenu, and there's nothing hidden from him, nothing concealed from him. The Pirish on the Rambam here explains that in human knowledge we understand things because we look at their causes. And we go back trying to trace the causes of things. But since Hashem is the cause of all things, he doesn't have to know all of the effects. By knowing himself as the cause of all things, automatically all of the effects are automatically known. But the Rambam is going to explain this further now, the concept of knowledge within God. He continues in paragraph Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makar Amito V'yodea Osa Kamo Shehi. The Holy One, blessed is, he knows his truth and knows it as it is. Now, his self-knowledge is not with the knowledge that's outside of himself, as ours is. Because we and our knowledge are not one. But Hashem, the blessed creator, he, his knowledge and his life are all one. From every side and direction and in every way of unity. In other words, we experience knowledge as a process. There is us, and there's when we think and know, and when we don't know, new things that we know. With Hashem, his very being means that he knows, without any process taking place. If he would live with a life, that is to say, there'd be him and his life. Or if you're dea bedea shechutz mimeno, or he would know with the knowledge that's outside of him. Him and his knowledge. Then there'd be many gods. There'd be he, whatever that is, plus his life, plus his knowledge. In a double king, the matter is not so. One from every side, from every direction, in every manner of unity. Therefore, you say, Hu hayodea, Hashem is the one that knows. V'hu hayodua, he is that which is known. V'hu hadea atzma, and he is the knowing itself. Hakol echad, it is all one. Now, the commentary of the Rambam gives an example in human terms. The person is the yodea. Let's say he knows an image of a chair. The image of the chair is the yodua, that which is known. And the process by which the person knows the chair is the Deya. With Hashem, these three things are one. The Dover Ze Ein Koch Pela Omro Velo Bozen L'Shamo Velo B'Lev Adam L'Kira Burio. We don't have the strength to say this with our mouths, to hear it with our ears, and to recognize it clearly with our hearts. Ulefikach Omer Chei Paro V'Chei Nafshecha. This is why we have the expression, by the life of Pharaoh, or by the life of your soul. We don't ever have the expression, by the life of Hashem. When you say the life of Paro, there is a Pharaoh. Who is alive? Two separate things. The life of Pharaoh. By Hashem, we never say the life of Hashem. Elachai Hashem. By the living God. God who is alive, but not by the life of God. The Creator and His life are not two things. As is the case concerning the life of the bodies, living bodies, or even the life of the angels. Therefore, Hashem does not know the creatures. Because of the creatures, he knows in the manner of our knowing, but he knows them, machmas atzmo. He knows them because of himself. Since he knows himself, he knows everything. Because everything is dependent on him and his existence. As we said before, in the name of the commentary of the Rambam, the Pirush on the Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that he knows everything because it all comes from him. So he only has to know himself. And as we learned, the knowing himself is not a process that is separated from him. It's not a process at all. He is and he knows automatically. It's inseparable. Yud Aleph, Dvarim Elo Shomar Binyan Zeh B'Shnei Prokem Elo, K'mo Tipa Meriyam, Heim, Mimash Atzoch Avar Binyan Zeh. This discussion that we had in these two last chapters is like a drop out of the sea in discussing the existence of God and what he is, what he isn't, angels. The explanation of the principles in these two chapters is known as the Maase Merkava, the matter or the wisdom of the chariot. Yud Beis, paragraph 12, Tzivu Chachamim Rishonim Shalo Lidrosh Bidvarim Elo Leish Echad Bolvad. The sages said that you shouldn't explicate on these matters except to one person at a time. V'shiya Chacham Omevim Midaito. He has to be very wise and who has his understanding from himself. In other words, you explain a little thing to him, he understands the rest by himself. V'achekach Mosan Lo Rosh HaProkim. Then you tell him just the headings, the chapter headings. You tell him just a little of the thing. For maybe Midaito, he understands himself. He is self dover, hadover vyonko. He knows the end of the matter in its depth. These things are very deep. Not every intellect can tolerate them. King Solomon said in his wisdom, by way of example, the simple meaning is wear wool made out of lambs as your garment. The sages, however, interpreted this parable as follows. These are the secret matters of the world. They should be like your garment. They should be yours alone. But Tidushos and Barabim do not publicly teach them. Concerning this, it says they should be yours alone, and there should be no strangers with you. Concerning these matters, it says, Dvash v'cholav tachs l'shonecha. Milk and honey are under your tongue. Kach pirshu chachamim arishonim. This is how the early sages interpreted it. Dvam shinket vash v'cholav. These matters that are like honey and milk, you tachs l'shonecha, should be under your tongue. Should be kept guarded and not taught publicly.